Lesson 35. The Siege of Quebec. The closing scene of French dominion in Canada was marked by circumstances of deep and peculiar interest. The pages of romance can furnish no more striking episode than the Battle of Quebec. The skill and daring of the plan, which brought on the combat, and the success and fortune of its execution are unparalleled. A broad, open plain, offering no advantages to either party, was the field of fight. The contending armies were nearly equal in military strength, if not in numbers. The chiefs of both were men already of honorable fame. France trusted firmly in the wise and chivalrous Montcalm. England trusted hopefully in the young and heroic Wolfe. The magnificent stronghold, which was staked upon the issue of the strife, stood close at hand. For miles and miles around, the prospect extended over as fair a land as ever rejoiced the sight of man. Mountain and valley, forest and waters, city and solitude, grouped together in forms of almost ideal beauty. Quebec stands on the slope of a lofty eminence on the left bank of St. Lawrence. A table extends leftward from the citadel for about 9 miles. The portion of the heights nearest the town on the west is called the Plains of Abraham. Wolfe had discovered a narrow path winding up the side of the steep precipice from the river. For miles on either side, there was no other possible access to the heights. Up this narrow path, Wolfe decided to lead secretly his whole army and make the plains his battleground. The extraordinary daring of the enterprise was its safety. The wise and cautious Montcalm had guarded against all the probable chances of war, but he was not prepared against an attempt for which the pages of romance can scarcely furnish a parallel.